Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do.
This is happy WMFO Medford, just so the dead air doesn't kill.
Through the years, to you.
Gonna introduce him. Nope. His granddaughter is gonna do it. Izzy?
Yep. My name's Izzy Mace. I'm from North of Boston Radio. I also do a little bit with WBMT in Boxford. This is my grandfather. He's gonna play a few songs. He's also in the Black Hat Project, and he's also on North of Boston Radio with his own show, Acoustic Ave.
And you have a show too, don't you?
I do have a show.
All right, we'll talk about that with you after, though, I guess. All right. This is very, very well organized. Ronnie, how are you? Hi, everybody. We on air now? Yes, we are.
No, yeah, that's good.
So
that's,
we just did this incredible stuff, and you didn't hear it.
Yeah, I played the best song of my life.
It was amazing.
Wasn't it?
Luckily, it didn't. Oh, no, it didn't get recorded, did it?
No, nothing.
All right, so let's start all over again. Pretend that this is 8 o'clock, and we're just coming on the air. We tried to do something, and it didn't work from the other studio. So this is WMFO Holiday Hang 2024. I'm Mike. I'll be here for the first hour. And starting off with a live performance from our friend Ronnie DeShames, but I'm not actually going to introduce him. No.
I think
no.
You just did.
You just kind of did.
Well, I just mentioned your name. That's not really an introduction.
Oh, it was a mention. It was a mention.
It was just a mention.
Honorable mention.
But the real deal is your granddaughter, Izzy.
That's right.
All right, Izzy.
She is North of Boston Radio's Rookie of the Year.
I could have said that, but okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Introduce this dude.
This is my grandfather, Ronnie DeChains. He is on the Black Hat Project. He has a show in North of Boston Radio on Acoustic Ave. Acoustic Ave on North of Boston Radio.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he's going to play a few songs for us here.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, Ronnie.
All right. We good now?
Yes. It looks like we're going on the air. So, what's the name of this song?
Song is called No Right to Sing the Blues.
Thank you. Go ahead. Live in Studio A.
I had a great cup of coffee when I got up. Tastes so damn good, I had another cup. My morning paper's full of happy news, and I ain't got no right to sing the blues. Had a relative I never met. He died and left me a red Corvette. I can drive where I want, whenever I damn well choose, and I ain't got no right to sing the blues. Sun is shining on my face today. My woman smiling in that special way. Ain't wearing a damn thing but the smile, and I kind of like it that way. And I ain't got no right to sing the blues. Prayed the Lord my soul to keep. I hit the lottery 4 times last week. I don't see the connection, but Mom didn't raise no damn fool. No, and I ain't got no right to sing the blues. Ain't got no right, no right to sing the blues. I got no right to sing the blues. I got no right, no right, no right, no right to.
Ah, very nice.
That was an original.
Very nice.
Actually, they're all originals today.
All right. Well, then you don't need to tell us it's an original because we know they're all originals.
Well, I already did. So, yes. It's like introducing me and then unintroducing me, I suppose.
That would never happen.
It would happen here.
It would. It did happen here.
Happen here, folks.
All right. So, what's next, Mr. Deschanes?
This is a song I wrote called I Love Spending Christmas With You.
Nice.
Mike, I love spending Christmas with you. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
And Izzy.
I love spending Hanukkah with you.
You can have all the Hanukkahs with me you want.
All right. Do the song.
I'll do the song. It's December and it's late, and I'm watching the news, and I remember you said you felt great. I look over at you, you fell asleep in your chair, tinsel strand in your hair. And the same, what a goof. But I love spending Christmas, love spending Christmas, love spending Christmas with you. I love to trim the tree, set the angel high, love to watch the Christmas lights sparkle in your eye. Love to fill the stockings full of toys and things. Love to watch you wondering why I bought you a ring. But I love spending Christmas, love spending Christmas, love spending Christmas with you. Love spending Christmas, love spending Christmas, and I love spending Hanukkah with you, Mike.
I know. That was really, really gorgeous, actually.
Really Christmassy.
I like that
it?
A lot. Yeah, so yeah. Talk a little bit about North of Boston Radio. When's your show on?
Yeah, okay, so my show is Saturdays from 3 to 6, and this Saturday we have a really special day. We have Festivus, as you know. Hopefully you'll be there.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And Festivus is when we air our grievances from Evans Deli, which, by the way, has great food.
They do.
Great food. And so we'll be in the presence of the wonderful Evan, who is great, great host and very gracious to let us play there. I'll bring my trusty guitar or something like that, and Izzy will be there. We'll broadcast from 12 to 3. Then I'm going to cut out a bit early, and I'm going to go back to our studio in our secret hideaway location.
Yep.
And I will broadcast Acoustic Avenue from there.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. All right, you got one more song for us?
I do. This one I like to play here at MFO because I like to watch the MFO.
There'll be no cringing this time. I'm not cringing.
Okay. Well, then I'll just play it.
All right, what's it called?
This is a birthday carol for Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I played this last year, and it's so much fun to watch the MFO censors cringe and then eventually just shrug their shoulders because why not? It must have sucked having your birthday fall on Christmas. It's a wrong key. I'll play it right now.
Doing the right key, okay.
I gotta get the headphones off. I can't stand them.
Well, what did they ever do to you?
There we go. It must have sucked having your birthday fall on Christmas. Instead of happy birthday, you get jingle bells. Every time you pin the tail on the donkey, you hear the Dominic, the donkey,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. And that's how we're going to roll today, folks. It must have sucked having your birthday fall on Christmas. You can't go out and play and run around. They threaten you with cold and a black mark on your soul every time the fat man comes to town. And we're going to watch it with that fat man stuff, all right, folks? Watch out.
I didn't say a thing.
It must have sucked having your birthday fall on Christmas. You don't get cake and ice cream like a normal guy. You never got to blow out lots of candles. Instead, they stuff one in the figgy pudding pie. What the hell is figgy pudding pie anyway? Well, it must have sucked having your birthday fall on Christmas. I could understand why you'd be pissed. When it comes to getting gifts, you're always getting stiffed, and your Christmas card says, oh yeah, this is for your birthday too. Ready for the big finish?
Oh yeah.
It must have sucked having your birthday fall on Christmas.
I see what you did there at the end.
Yeah, I like that,
that
huh?
You know what? I like that guitar, too. I realize it's radio and people can't really appreciate it, but that's a cool-looking guitar.
It is a very cool-looking guitar.
Yeah.
It has a sound hole cover, which is a retrofit, but it's still nice. This is a nice Breed Love mahogany.
Yeah.
And listen, thanks for inviting me down here.
Always.
And it was always great to see you guys, and even that guy out there was peeking through the window, Mr. Stewart.
There he is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ronnie. It's always
You're
a pleasure.
So I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to listen to little Izzy talk for a bit.
All right. All right. So, Izzy.
Hello.
Hi again.
Hi again.
So, you picked a song, and you know what it is, and I may know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, I picked the My Chemical Romance cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay. Talk about it a little bit if you would.
All right. Well, My Chemical Romance is from New Jersey. A lot of people like the cover of it because it's kind of unique and it gets you into the holiday season type of mood, but I think it's one of my favorites because it annoys my mom. So, yeah.
Is this something that they put out on a Christmas collection or?
I don't believe.
It looks like it's on something called Gift Wrapped, so it sounds like it might be.
There's only like two, I think, two or three on there. It's not like a full album.
And when you had to pick a Christmas song, was this a hard one to pick? You saw it right away.
No, this is my first one.
All right. All right, so we're going to play this song. Hopefully the CD player is going to work.
And Izzy has a show too, you know.
I do.
Well, you should tell us about that.
She's too shy to talk about it, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
It's better than yours, so.
Yep. So. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it at length after we finish the song.
All right.
All right. Here we go. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You by My Chemical Romance at WMFO.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas. tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby. All I want for Christmas is you.
My Chemical Romance doing All I Want for Christmas. Thank you, Izzy. That was awesome. Appreciate that. So tell us your show and when you're on and all of that.
All right. Well, my show is called Rock Salad Radio, and the point nice. Of that is I basically mix in all of the rock genres that I feel like listening to when I put together the show. And it kind of just ends up like a salad. Just mixed up. So
very
I was
nice.
Like, I guess I'll just name it that.
All right, so it's northofbostonradio.com.
Yep.
And when are you on?
I'm on typically like one Sunday of the month. And like, what is it? 12 to 3.
All right.
Had to
cool.
remember the time.
All right, so everybody, oh. tune into North of Boston Radio. Yeah. You can hear Ronnie there. You can hear Izzy there. And a lot of great music. Northofbostonradio.com.
Can find out when my next show is. I have an Instagram called Rock Salad Radio.
Rock Salad. That's a great name. Did he help you think of that?
No, I just kind of thought of
it. Just checking. All right. Thanks, Izzy. Nice to have you here. All right. So 8:22 in the morning, and I'm looking at the schedule to my right, and it looks like morning. I'm used to being morning. I'm a morning person. 8:22 in the evening. I knew I would do that. So it looks like we're on schedule. I'm so excited to introduce this next guest. Corin Ashley, did I ever tell you how I found out about you?
No, you haven't, Mike.
All right. Oh, hi, by the way.
I love to see my Mike friends here at WMFO.
There's a lot of us, you know. we're taking over and there's nothing you can do about it. So I was sitting on the street there in my car, and Mike Stewart here came in the car and he said, "You've got to hear this CD." You're right, it was your CD.
Okay.
And he goes, "This guy is local." And I'm like, "Seriously?" And so, you know, I heard that stuff that you did, and I was like, I just fell in love with the music right away.
Oh, man.
And I'm just so happy that you're here. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike. You know, I was thinking, this time of year I get a little reflective, and I was thinking, you know, I've been climbing those stairs, I think, since 1992.
There's 39 of them, by the way. We know that.
I think the first time I came here, I didn't know what a Medford was, but Mikey D met me at the Davis Square T-stop. Showed me, and I was like, wow, there's a radio station over here, you know. So, I mean, I just really appreciate what you guys do. WMFO has been supporting local Boston rock for as long as I've been here, mm-hmm. and man, it's been like relentless and reliable in that regard. So,
we are fortunate to have this space.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wish it were like, you know, being broadcast video so people could see what this place is like. We talk about it all the time, but Tufts is legit. I mean, we've got great equipment here.
Yeah.
This is why it sounds so good.
Yeah.
And we get to have live acoustic.
And then, you know, in the Studio D stuff when Joel's doing it.
Yeah.
He makes great recordings in there. I mean, they sound fantastic.
It sounds as good as it could sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My old band, The Pills, played here a bunch of times, and some of the best recordings we have are from Joel over there.
I'm
live,
not surprised.
You know?
Yeah, he does our live day stuff, and it's unbelievable. All right, so you've got three songs you're going to play.
Actually have a connecting story to Izzy's choice there, you know.
Okay.
So that Billy Squire song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Yeah.
That's Mariah Carey. Never mind. I was thinking.
Oh God, no! Let's not bring her up.
No, but. That is a Mariah Carey. I was thinking, what's Billy Squire's Christmas song?
Holly, do you remember? No.
I'll play it for you. Hang on.
All right. And then you think of the title. Cause
You talk a little bit here.
All right, so I'm talking, and he's scrolling on his Apple device, maybe?
Yes.
And he's going to play it, and then we're going to... I know what it is. I can hear it in my mind's eye.
Christmas.
Does that make any sense?
Here you go. I got it for you. I'm going to do it right now for you.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Changing a plan here.
All right.
This is such a good song. I recorded down at Ardent in Memphis, which is where a lot of great bands recorded. ZZ Top and The Replacements, but most famously Big Star did their records at Ardent in Memphis.
That's so cool.
Staples Singers record stuff there. And Jody Stevens from Big Star played drums on one of my songs on my last album. And I said, "I'm from Boston." He got this dark look on his face. He goes, "Oh, Boston, man.
Why?"
I said, "What happened?" He goes, "Well, you know, when Big Star got our advance, we were going to tour a lot. So we went out and bought a van, and we bought 2 high-watt stacks we had to import from England. And we did 12 shows before we broke up."
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the shows was at the Garage in Harvard Square.
I remember that
place. With Badfinger. They opened up for Badfinger.
Seriously?
And one of the high-watts got stolen from the van.
Hmm.
And he's like, you know, it was like, that's all the money we had went to those high-watts, and one got stolen from the van. And he's like, "We almost couldn't play the show, but Billy Squire had a high school band out in Waltham or Wellesley, and he brought some amps in. He heard what happened, brought some amps in so we could do the show." So,
And did you also end up playing in London at Abbey Road?
I did, yeah.
You did.
On my 40th birthday, my wife booked Studio 2 at Abbey Road for me all day, and it was just amazing.
That's amazing.
I was going to sing one of my songs, but here I'll sing this Billy Squire song for you because it's godlike.
And what is the name of it again?
It's called "Christmas Is the Time to Say I Love You. Share the joy of laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you and a feeling that will last throughout the year.
Great Christmas.
On the corner, carolers are singing. There's a touch of magic in the air. From grown up to minor, nothing could be finer. Times are hard, but no one seems to care. Christmas Eve and all the world is watching. Santa guides his reindeer through the dark. From rooftop to chimney, from Harlem to Bimini, they will find a way into your heart." Sing along, everybody.
Woo!
"Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joy of laughter and good cheer.
Woo-hoo!
time to say I love you. I know a feeling that will last throughout the year. Tambourine solo. La da 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 la da 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 da. Beside the fire we shall glow. A moonlight and brandy, sweet talking candy, sentiments that everyone should know. Memories of the year that lays behind us, wishes for the year that yet to come. And it stands to reason that good friends are in season, makes you feel that life has just begun. Christmas is the time to say I love you, share the joy of laughter and the cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you, I've a feeling that will last throughout the year. Christmas is the time to say I love you, I've a feeling that will last throughout the year.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why I love having Corin Ashley in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
It's the greatest.
It's the greatest. Greatest. So all right, we get like two more songs from this.
Yeah, well,
and,
I was going to play a different one, but.
All right, and Linda Viennes is here, too, from Girl of the Hawk.
Hey, everybody.
Now, you know, I was just saying, like I was saying.
Love Corin.
Like I was saying, the first time I ever came to WMFO, Mikey D met me at the Davis Square Tea Stop. He was my neighbor on Park Drive in Boston. He and Mary lived down there. And, you know, I didn't know what a Medford was. I barely knew what college radio was. I grew up listening to Foreigner and Journey out in the suburbs. You know, I didn't know. And he exposed me to a whole world of, like, independent music. And, you know, I think I've known Linda since I was 18 years, 19.
Oh,
you, like, you were right around the corner with Wayne at the store there, you know?
Yes, of course.
And Juanita and Jim lived right on the park. I was, like, intimidated.
So many friends.
I was
so much
intimidated
history.
Whenever I'd see Juanita. I was like, oh, she's on WFNX. Ooh, ooh, she's a grown-up. Yeah. And she's, like, 2 years
so
older than me.
Cute.
She's, like, a little so celebrity cute. Around town. Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
And I remember she used to have, she had a thing on Sunday nights before a show, I think, where you could go down to the channel and she would play your demo on the PA at the channel, and that was like a big deal, and all the local people would take our cassette down there and Juanita might play our cassette.
Sure.
You know, sit there all night.
Used to go to the channel all the time.
Try to nurse a Coke for like 3 hours, you know. All right, let me play another one for you.
All right, what's it going to be?
This is going to be, I'm going to play a Big Star song for you if I can find it here on my little device. And then I'm going to rope in my friend some more.
So this is the words that you're scrolling for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm no good at words.
Okay.
No,
I'm sure it's not.
I would if it was September.
Yeah, could be December girls.
I do know some very high quality September girls.
Uh huh. Couldn't resist, could you?
Kay Hanley's a September girl.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Paula Kelly's a September girl.
Nice.
So, you know, you gotta check with your September girls.
All right.
I do have I have a single coming out in March, and I was gonna play it for you, but I just sang the Billy Squire song, so. I'll come see you again in March, okay?
All right. So what's this song?
This is Jesus Christ. It's from the third Big Star album, which is called Sister Lovers.
Pretty amazing album.
Amazing. Right.
Angels from the realms of glory, stars shone bright above, Royal David City was bathed in light. Jesus Christ was born today. Jesus Christ was born.
Somerville, I want you to get your tenor saxophones out. We're in the key of G. It's time for your solo. 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, we had some nice little background vocals here. Linda Vianz.
You know, some Agent performers.
Judy. Agent Judy, baby.
Some yeah. people come in with a horn section. Kristen, we've got an Hughes. Antler section. So that.
And when does when does that okay. ever happen?
It never happens except in December.
Yes. It wouldn't if it was September. It wouldn't
right.
be happening.
No. Right before you didn't show up and give you guys. Give
you do have antlers. To do what you yes. want. Kristen has antlers.
Okay.
Mike's talking some stuff here. What's he saying?
Do a couple.
Hey, Mike.
I'll do two.
Okay. That's the
Michael,
other Mike.
The other Mike. What happened to your Facebook page, man?
I got hacked.
Yeah.
Somebody was trying to sell t-shirts in my name.
Well, I bought three of those.
The value was you. The value of those had never gone down. You're a man ahead of the curve.
Happy holidays indeed.
And I bought a Mike Newman t-shirt too. It's
well,
beautiful.
That you should. That you should. I gave you a sweet deal. They, you know.
Mine said musical legend
that's
on
right.
it.
That's
yeah,
nice.
It was really,
well,
really,
I,
really cool. I designed that myself.
I Venmo'd you $600 in Spain, so.
There you have it.
All right, what are we doing for the next single?
Lastly, I just want to say, you know, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you all out there. Hey, Holly. Okay. What would Christmas be without Holly?
Right?
Wow.
The person and the Holly.
Exactly.
So the single, I have an EP coming out in March.
Woo!
And one of the songs is called Head Full of Holly. It's not about that Holly. I don't have a Holly, but this is what I told Holly about it so she knows that it's coming out.
Yeah. All right. Here's Corin one more time, and maybe some background singers too.
Oh man, this is a Canadian Christmas song by Mr. Neil Young.
Love it
that's
already.
That's extra wintry up there, boy. Eh?
Mm. Hey.
Doesn't snow here anymore though in Boston.
Let me ask you, Newman.
Yeah.
How's your algorithm treating you this time of year?
It's kind of a December algorithm. I'm getting like T-shirts from everybody.
Yeah.
And Linda's says it's like the best one ever.
Oh, that's great.
That's the algorithm. That's what I'm getting.
I've been trying really hard to, you know, avoid concentrating on the upcoming dystopia that starts
call.
In January.
We know it's coming.
Don't go
I've
there.
I've really
yeah,
called,
we shouldn't. We're all happy. We shouldn't go there.
I've really called my algorithm right now is all French bulldogs, that baby hippo,
oh yeah,
Mudang, oh, yeah. and Chapel Roan videos. So things are really good. Things are really good.
I like that worldview.
It's very good. I'm very happy right now. All right, here we go. This is Winter Long by Mr. Neil Young.
All right, live in Studio A.
Sing along if you know it.
All right.
I waited for you, Winter Long. You seem to be where I belong. It's all illusion anyway. If things should end, all the love we had is gone.
dreamlike of your way. It's not so easy for me now. Half the time has passed away. Things we thought of yesterday. Come back now, come back now. Whoa, whoa. I waited for you winter long. You seem to be where
to end.
That was so pretty. I could have sung that for like yeah, 5 hours.
Going. We keep going.
I've never heard that before.
Isn't it so
beautiful?
It's
a great song.
All right, so your new album's coming out in March. Do you
it's
have a name
EP.
For it?
It's just an EP. Yeah. I have this, do you know my friend Ducky Carlisle died last year? He's a recording engineer I worked with a lot, and this is the last song we finished together. And man, it was an epic tale of trying to get him to finish this song. You know, had a lot of health problems and a lot of alcohol-related problems, and he kept trying to give up and say, you know, just take it and mix it somewhere else, and I just kind of refused to give up on him. I was like, no, we're mixing this. And, like, we finished it together, and we have 3 other songs. One I just mixed with Brian Charles, which he did a fantastic job.
Beautiful new studio.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, his studio's amazing.
Yeah.
So I have 4 of those. And then in January, I'm going to go down to Nashville. Do you remember the Gigolo Ants?
I do. Yeah. Yes.
Their second drummer, Fred Eltringham, was my old roommate and bandmate, and we played a million, like, Tuesday nights at TT's or, like, Last on the Bill on a weeknight at CBGB's together.
Dude.
But he plays with Sheryl Crow now, and he does, like, all the cool sessions in Nashville. He played on Casey Musgrave's album and stuff like that. And I went to see him open up for Pink in front of 60,000 people a couple months ago, and I was like, this is very different than TT's on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different, you know? And I love him so much. We're like musical, just really simpatico. So I'm going to go down there in January and record some new songs with him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. This is why we love having Cora and Ashley here. Thank you.
Thank
so
you
much.
For having me.
All right.
Yay.
We're going to test the limits of the space-time continuum now because we're going to have a second Newman here
true.
Sitting across from this
Multiple
Newman.
Multiple Newmans.
I don't know what's going to happen. But Larry, when you get a chance, you
Hello,
can slide
Newman.
Over here. And then we'll do whatever it is we're going to do here. Oh, by the way, this is Mike. I'm on WMFO Medford, and this is the 2024 version of our holiday hang, and welcome to it. We just heard from Ronnie DeShane's. We heard from Corin Ashley. We heard great All I Want Is Christmas Is You, My Chemical Romance song, a request for Izzy, and just had the wonderful Corin Ashley there. And we're about to have a whole bunch of people sit down and play as I'm looking at them. It's Larry Newman, and is Judy involved in this or no?
Not in this, I'm just...
No, no.
All right. Well, it's Daniel.
Linda's
got Daniel Coughlin's here.
Linda's
got
to come in.
And Linda's going to come in.
Yeah.
They are half of their band, Girl with a Hawk.
You want one of these?
So people are shuffling in front of the microphones. They're passing headphones back and forth. They're deciding who's doing what.
I need them.
And I'm talking endlessly while they're doing that.
I like to hear what's happening here.
All right. So, Larry, you got your headphones?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, did you turn your engine on? You ready to go?
There we go.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, all your strings are not broken, right, Larry?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so let's kind of get so we're
Does
both
Does he need
on
vocals too
mic.
Or no?
Yeah, you can turn that
That's
way.
That.
No, he doesn't need okay. vocals. Linda needs vocals.
Okay, and she can be right here. Okay.
Right. I got to say hello to Mrs. Newman out there.
You're Mrs. Newman, not
Yes.
Okay.
No. Liz.
I'm just checking.
Hi, Destiny.
Yay, Destiny Costa's here. I was hoping you'd get in all right. I'm glad she's here. All right.
What's she doing?
I don't know. She just ran out.
So we're waiting for Linda now?
Yeah.
So let's kibitz.
We'll talk.
Let's kibitz a little bit.
Yeah.
So happy holidays, you guys.
Yeah. Happy Christmaka.
Yeah, exactly.
Only only happens every 10 years or so. The old calendar and the new calendar converge.
Convoyage. It's on the 25th Convoyage. This year, yeah.
Or we would call it the...
Uh-oh, here it comes.
The Jewish calendar and the Goyish calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that was coming, right?
I did, but I didn't know whether or not you'd say it. I guess so. Yep. All right, so should we wait
where
for Linda?
Where is she? Yeah, we need to wait for Linda.
Linda VMs, where are you?
Sorry.
This is why I don't sing.
It's a party.
It is.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, Destiny.
Hi.
Destiny, if you want to jump on the mic and help us. There we go. She was going to get a guitar. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Wait, there it is. I see it. Oh, my, thank God. Sorry,
what were you looking for?
I was freaking out.
Oh, you thought the guitar was gone?
Totally, because I'm going over there.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a lot going on.
All right, so you're on this one, and you can use the headphones if you want.
All right.
All right. So, and so I'm going to do, you know, I mean...
LJ's Christmas song?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, the those of the Judaic Hebraic persuasion write the best Christmas songs. You know, we got Oyvind Berlin writing...
It happens to be true.
Writing White Christmas. So, all right. And Dan is going to accompany me.
Yes.
Dan Coughlin and... Linda Vienz from Girl with a Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. The great Girl with the Hawk. Go out and see them.
Yes.
So this one's going to be LJ's Christmas song?
Yes.
I love this one.
Yes. I went down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and this one, Christmas Song of the Year with the North American Country Music Association, which includes Canada also. Not too many Mexicans came, but there were a lot of Canadians, actually. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Walking in a winter wonderland, Santa Claus is coming to town. And Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer will be bringing him down. Pretty paper on all the packages underneath the Christmas tree. And Santa looked a lot like Daddy when I saw him kissing Mommy. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire, stocky snowman right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree. They wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling all along the way, and my dream of a white Christmas came through on Christmas Day. Sang carolers on a silent night, and Daddy drank up the Christmas money, and you know that just ain't right. I'll be having a blue Christmas, at this most wonderful time of year. Hark, the herald angels sing, give me more Christmas cheer. There's chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree. They wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling all along the way, and my dream of a white Christmas, pink Christmas Day. Chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree. They wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling all along the way, and my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day, and my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day.
I love that, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, now a little sad Christmas song.
Oh, just what we need.
Well, actually, no. We'll do the coronavirus blues first.
Okay.
Yeah,
that one first.
Yeah. So I wrote this around March of 2020, after the virus had claimed my uncle, and he was one of the first in Massachusetts to die of coronavirus. So this is called Coronavirus Blues. Well, it escaped from a lab and it started to leave for parts unknown, till the host couldn't breathe. An invisible killer that leaves no clues. You got the coronavirus blues. Well, it moved across Europe and airport gates, and finally surfaced in all 50 states. Worldwide crisis, the only piece of news. You got the coronavirus blues. Well, we shut down the schools, we closed up the stores, we couldn't go to movies or concerts no more. They said that we had to be 6 feet apart, this social distance. was breaking my heart. Now it's killed my uncle and my friend's mother. It's a silent assassin of your senator's brother. Hand sanitizer and wipes for you. You got the coronavirus flu. Well, masks and gloves for you. You got the coronavirus blues. The coronavirus blues. The coronavirus blues.
Oh, yeah!
Nice, nice, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Now we'll go back to Christmas and play the sad Christmas song.
Okay. And what's this one called?
This is called the Christmas Blues.
Okay.
So we had the coronavirus blues, now the Christmas blues. I think I lost myself for a second there.
Where did you go?
I don't know. Can you still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, all right. Well, that's all right.
I can hear you.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Christmas time, baby. There's people got nothing to eat. It's Christmas time, baby. Some people got no food to eat. Some are cold and homeless. Ain't got nothing to sleep. Christmas time, baby, there's people out in the street. It's Christmas time, baby, there's people out in the street. They're cold and they're hungry, ain't got nothing to eat. Take it down.
Christmas time, baby. Some people living on the street. some people living on the street. It's Christmas time, baby. Some people got no food to eat.
Thank you, Larry Newman.
Thank you.
And what are we going to call this group here that was born here today? Newman and the...
The
Christmas
bells?
The Schmendix. Schmendrix. Oh,
I was going to say Newman and the Nudniks.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, the Nudniks.
Newman and the Nudniks.
Oh, Newman's Nudniks.
All right, so it's just about 9 p.m. at WMFO Medford. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everybody. Danny. Thank you, Linda. What?
Linda's coming back in a little bit.
In a little
like
bit, 10, yeah.
15?
So right now we have our old friend Rose, though, right?
Oh, good.
Yes? All right, Rose is going to come jump on a mic.
All right.
Somewhere.
All right.
And while we're switching around, let me tell you what's been going on. Rose was a tough student.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how many years ago now, but all right, grab some headphones, Rose.
I got you. Yes.
Look, you got a rotten one.
Yeah, there we go.
That should be better. All right, can you hear?
I can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Rose is here.
Let's go.
So, Rose, how many years ago was it that you were general manager here?
Oh, gosh. 4 now.
Wow.
I think I ended my tenure in 2020, everyone's favorite year, and, and I didn't look back for a bit.
So it's always nice to welcome you back here when we do these events.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And, it's our pleasure. So you're here to play a song, but let's tell everybody a little bit about what's going on with you in your life since you left Tufts.
Oh, gosh.
You're kind of amazing.
No, I don't know about that. So after I graduated, I worked for a couple years, and then I went back for my master's in finance program, MFin degree at MIT through their business school. And it's an 18-month program. Actually, as of today, I finished my last final, so I have no more coursework. For